Welcome to KDVS 90.3 FM, Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Thanks very much for tuning in to your local campus and community radio station right here in the dead of summer. I've got two guests to introduce you to this afternoon on the Poetry and Technology Hour. William Lewis is here in the studio. He's an electrical engineer who graduated from UC Davis recently and has been involved with Davis Wiki since its inception. You might remember that years ago we had Philip Newstrom here in the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn to tell you about a project that he was working on and getting ready to release along with a community of supporters and editors. That was the Davis Wiki. We've had a lot of success with the wiki since then and some great news to announce on today's program. And then in the second half hour, we will hear from Joan Stepp Smith. She is a poet. She is an artist. She is a film producer. And she's got a brand new book out. It's called In a Pasture with Palominos, her first full-length collection of poetry published just this year by Thibaut Bach of Santa Monica. That and some other poetry and technology news, as well as an announcement about next week's reading starring Chris Whitey Erickson at Bistro 33's Poetry Night, as well as Louis Armstrong, to bring us in and start us out on this week's edition of Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Stick around.
Thank you and good evening, and welcome to another presentation of Just Jazz. My name is Gene Norman. To begin with tonight, we present Old Satchmo, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars, with Barnaby Gard and Jack Teagarden, Nick Petula at the Dubs, Charlie LeVere at the piano, and Morty Corbin bass. And here they are, Louis Armstrong and the All-Stars. Let's give them a hand. Curtain.
Welcome back, everyone, and thank you, Louis Armstrong, for starting us off right. This is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. It's just one of 10 public affairs programs and one of dozens and dozens of radio shows that you can find out about if you pick up the latest copy of KDVations. KDVations is the quarterly program guide for KDVS. It has lots of excellent articles. I'll be checking it out during the break. It's just arrived, but I encourage you, if you're so inclined, to pick up a copy at a newsstand or coffee shop or other hip location near you. KDVations is absolutely free. William Lewis is my first guest this afternoon. William Lewis is an electrical engineer who graduated from UC Davis in 2009, and he's been involved with Davis Wiki from its earliest days. He joined the WikiSpot Board of Directors in 2010 and is now working to bring local wikis to communities everywhere. Davis Wiki is run by Wikispot, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. And he has some great news to share with all of us. For those of us who don't know about the good news that's come to Wikispot and the Davis Wiki. William Lewis, welcome back to KDVS, and welcome to Dr. Randy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hello.
So before we hear more about the Davis Wiki, tell us about your own background as an engineer, and how was it that you came to be involved with the local wiki experiment known as the Davis Wiki?
Well, I got involved with Davis Wiki my senior year of high school. I was, you know, looking at colleges, and Davis was under consideration. Then I found the wiki and learned way more about this town than it was just amazing the amount of information that was on there. And this was in its early days, about March 2005.
Right.
And it started in late 2004. I think November is when it launched. And so just came across that and asked a stupid question, and the rest is history.
Excellent. So for people who don't know, tell us a little bit more about the Davis Wiki. What is it, and what function does it serve for people who visit daviswiki.org?
Well, Davis Wiki is just a website that's about everything Davis. I mean, if you want to know about the epic quad battle and why it no longer exists, there's a page on that. You know, if you want to know where to eat after 10 o'clock, there's a page on that. I mean, if anybody finds any information useful and the right greater community can use it, people can put it on there and share it. And people just edit collaboratively and build on the work of others, and you get this awesome resource.
Excellent. And what is your official role with the Davis Wiki? It has a great number of editors. Do you have any title in particular?
Not in particular. I mean, I'm a member of the board of directors of Wikispot, but that's just, you know, the finances, and that doesn't really have anything to do with... Nobody really exerts any editorial control. It's all through community consensus, and so... I mean, certain people may have more respected opinions than others just by virtue of them being around there and seeing a whole lot more stuff, but everybody has a say if they join our community, and we just kind of make editorial decisions based on that. There's no formal structure. I don't have a special title. I'm just an editor.
Okay. Now, tell me more about Wikispot. Why was it necessary? What is Wikispot? Why was it necessary to create Wikispot?
Well, so Philip Newstrom started Davis Wiki, and he thought, hey, it would be a great idea if we could start wikis elsewhere. And also, you know, Philip was, I mean, he wanted a way to pay for this because, you know, having a server is expensive, and, you know, with the amount of traffic we needed, we couldn't just do some cheap hosting plan. And so Wikispot was a way to get the money to make Davis Wiki not his personal expense, but also the idea was that we could create anybody who wanted to use a wiki and who wasn't going to create it for their own commercial purposes could create a wiki. And so we were mostly concentrating on cities. Like, there's a SACWiki, and there's Chico, and there's one in Santa Cruz. That was the idea behind Davis Wiki. I mean, you know, Wikispot. Let's give these tools to other people so they don't have to go have a server and pay all this money. And also, I mean, yeah, that's pretty much it.
Excellent. If you're just joining us, William Lewis is my guest. He's an electrical engineer who has been working hard to support the work of Davis Wiki and Wikispot. And I have him here today to tell us about this and also about some good news regarding Wikispot. We'll let you know more about that right after this important message from the Linux Users Group of Davis. You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Dr. Andy, and this is Dr. Randy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We'll be right back.
The Linux Users Group of Davis, or LUGOD, is a nonprofit organization dedicated to promoting the Linux computer operating system and other open source products as an alternative to expensive, proprietary, and monopolistic software. LUGOD meets in Davis on the first Tuesday and third Monday of each month. For more information, visit LUGOD's website at lugod.org or contact Bill Kendrick at 530-759-1019 or via email at root@lugod.org.
Welcome back, everyone, to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour on KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. You might remember that recently, April I think it was, Whitey Erickson joined me down here in the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn to help me raise funds for your local favorite community and campus radio station, KDVS. Well, now Whitey is giving a poetry reading. A week from tonight, on July 7th at 8 p.m., he'll be joined by his wife, Misha Kuzinski Erickson, and the two of them will be sharing works that they've created during and after their tenure in the graduate creative writing program here at UC Davis. They're two of the most talented young poets that I know locally. And Whitey's performances in particular are surprising and delightful. As I wrote somewhere, his performance pieces create ecstatic hilarity with an irrepressible mix of small-town Midwestern yarns and science fiction hyperbole. That's Chris Whitey Erickson and Misha Kuzinski Erickson reading at Bistro 33 at 226 F Street in the city of Davis a week from tonight at 8 p.m. William Lewis is here in the studio, and he's telling us about Davis Wiki and Wikispot. So, William, what is the good news regarding Wikispot and its financial health and most likely growth?
Well, on the 16th of this month, the Night News Foundation, they run a program called the Night News Challenge, and they give money to people who are developing novel forms of media. And they give us $350,000 to develop the next generation of wiki software tailored towards local communities and to try to reproduce the success of Davis Wiki in ways that, you know, hadn't done before. I mean, when we had tried to do this before, it was kind of, you know, if we give people the ability to create wikis, they'll go out and create wikis and they'll be successful. And we found that that's really not the case. You need a group of dedicated people to create these wikis. And so we have our project is called Local Wiki. And so we're going to write some new software to help out. And then we're just going to try to help out communities start their own wikis.
Wonderful. Well, $350,000 is a lot of money. Does that mean that you're done raising funds and you can just put that money right to work helping all these local communities and their wikis?
No, actually. I said that the $350,000 was for software. Now, as part of the grant, they want us to go out and, you know, help communities create other wikis, but they didn't actually fund that. So right now we're doing a fundraising drive. We're trying to get $25,000, and there's 75 days left, and just use that to do community outreach, you know, get people on the ground and talk to, you know, find the right group of people to start wikis elsewhere and, you know, run seminars and just help them do this enormous task.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned a couple examples of Sacramento and Chico. Is this an effort focused mostly on California or on the West? Are you looking at the whole country? What is the scope of this ambitious project?
Well, right now we're just going to, I guess we could say the United States, but we haven't made up our mind on that yet. There's a lot of thought into going that needs to go into what communities will be successful and which communities won't be. And, you know, we're not going to talk about that really until September. We are taking suggestions. You can go to localwiki.org and you can suggest communities and love to hear about them. And you can be involved in picking a community. Practically, there's going to be few in California just because that's where we are. I mean, I'm guessing that might not be the case, but more likely than not.
Do you have a sense of why this local wiki phenomenon has taken off as it has in the city of Davis?
Well, there's a lot of stuff that people say, but no one's sure. Let me just collect my thoughts for a sec. So one of the things people have said that Davis Wiki was successful because of is it started out with a core of useful information. You know, Philip and Arwen, you know, wanted to know where they could eat after 10, and they just found all these things that were useful to them, and so they put it online, and other people found that useful. And then, you know, you had ASCCD Politicos came on, and they used it for elections, and, you know, they added their ASCCD stuff, they added their stuff about university bureaucracy, and so you get a useful core of information that people go to and use, and then they realize that something's not there, and then they add what they think should be there, and, you know, eventually it's just snowballs. Also, you could also say that it was a product at the time. This was late 2004, early 2005. Some of the most popular pages on Davis Wiki are on restaurants and stuff like that, you know, right about food and all sorts of stuff. And this was before Yelp, and so people wanted to get restaurant reviews. And so, you know, you start a wiki today, you might not have that. You know, Yelp might take that role instead. Another thing is that when Davis Wiki started, it wasn't actually open. There was a closed beta for about 3 months, and it was just Philip and his friends adding stuff because they didn't want people to go on and see, hey, this is not good. And so they wanted to have something presentable so people wouldn't get bad first impressions. And so, I mean, there's just a few other reasons, and we're not really sure. I mean, these might be it, might not be. We'll see.
Excellent. Well, we're talking about Davis Wiki this afternoon. William Lewis is here, and he is on the board of directors of WikiSpot. He's an electrical engineer who graduated from UC Davis last year. And now WikiSpot is in the middle of a fundraiser to pay for the outreach and community organizing that the Knight Foundation grant does not provide, though it is substantial, $350,000. Now, I understand that Davis Wiki was mentioned in the New York Times over this last week. Did you see that article?
Yes, I did. That was about Crying Girl, a con artist from Vacaville, who'd go by Amtrak with a train station and, you know, say, oh, my boyfriend dumped me, I need to go home, I need this much money, or, you know, it's late and I need a hotel room, and, you know, but people would see her day after day, and just as a lot of people, you know, it's obvious that she's lying, so someone put up a page and then just kind of collected information about her, you know, had a picture of her throwing a rock at somebody was taking a picture of her. You know, people found her MySpace, Facebook. I mean, you know, someone even found out that, you know, she has criminal cases in Solana County. And, you know, reported this to the Davis police. The Davis police said, you know, they can't really do much about it, which I disagree with. But it's really raised the awareness of her, and I don't think she can really get money here anymore. I think we chased her off.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it got written up in the SAC B, then it got on the front page of Gawker, Boing Boing, Reddit, and then eventually the New York Times came and wrote a story about it.
Excellent. So it's always interesting when the city of Davis appears in the national media. Stephen Colbert has been here once or twice, and now this article in the New York Times focusing on Davis Wiki. Was there any mention, haven't had a chance to read the Times piece, was there any mention of the Knight Foundation grant or spreading the good word about the Davis Wiki?
Well, there were some other articles about that, but that was in the context of the Knight Foundation grant. There were 11 other recipients, and then there's also a lot of news about who didn't get it. WikiLeaks, which puts classified documents online, applied for the grant and didn't get it. So there were articles about that, but in those articles they mentioned the winner. So we've had brief mentions. Yeah.
That's great. Now, if people wanted to find out more about Davis Wiki, or if they wanted to find out more about how they could help support outreach to let people know about WikiSpot, about Local Wiki, and about the Knight Foundation grant, what sort of websites would you direct them to?
Well, there, of course, there is daviswiki.org. Also, we set up a website for our project, localwiki.org. It's got a video on there that talks about the greatness of this Davis Wiki. It's got this really cool video where it's a time-lapse thing of somebody walking through town and, you know, you see a fire hydrant and it's got the link to the fire hydrants page. It's got, you know, you buy a restaurant, it's got the restaurant this thing. You know, you pass by a skateboarder, it's got the link to skateboarding in Davis. And so it just shows that Davis Wiki really covers everything in Davis. And it also talks a bit more about the local wiki project and why we need money and the link to donate. So, yeah, check out localwiki.org. It'll answer a lot of your questions.
Localwiki.org. Great. And a few last questions for you, William Lewis. Have you seen pages on the Davis Wiki that have either surprised you or made you wonder if it really warranted a page? I'm wondering if you have any examples in mind of shocking, surprising, or compelling Davis Wiki pages.
I think one of my very favorite pages is No Toad Sexing in Davis. It's a little story of this guy was in the basement of Olson Hall, and he found a tunnel between that and Sproul. And he went through that and then went in an elevator, and, oh, I'm at the top of Sproul Hall. And it's just a really interesting story about urban exploration. There's also a page, a zombie attack response guide, and it talks about what to do if the zombies attack. And it's a really funny way, you know, to get familiar with Davis, you know, where to get food, transportation, you know, where the police stations are, stuff like that. And so there's just some really weird pages on there, and I love them.
That's great. And what are some of the things that you most love about living in Davis? I assume you live in Davis.
Yeah, I still live in Davis. Might not for that much longer, and I'm going to miss Davis if I move. But yeah. I like the Davis Wiki. I mean, you come to Davis, and somebody on Davis Wiki said, if you think Davis is boring, you're boring. And Davis Wiki helps Davis be less boring because, you know, it's hard to find stuff to do, but, you know, people document it and, you know, you can find it and you can, it can help you make your own fun.
Absolutely. Very important as a member of the KDVS community, I'd say that we are partly responsible for providing entertainment options for you. If you'd like to find out more about that, you can visit kdvs.org. You can find out about our new program guide, KDVations. And as always, as we'll hear from our friend Rob Roy, who I'm sure has quite a Davis Wiki page. He's been a Davis Wiki booster for years. Let's hear what Rob Roy has to say about the Davis Wiki, and then we'll come right back and thank my guest, William Lewis. This is Dr. Randy Jones, and you're listening to Dr. Randy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Curious? Bored? Hungry? Help is only a click away. DavisWiki.org is a community-driven online resource for all things Davis. From restaurants and cafes to local art galleries, current events, and much more. Anyone can contribute to the website without knowing anything about the web or HTML. Davis Wiki is completely free and is supported by volunteers and donations. If you are interested in leaving your mark on a fast-growing community resource in Davis, or simply want to learn more about our beautiful city, you may visit Davis Wiki at www.daviswiki.org. That's DavisWiki.org.
Thank you, Rob Roy. Rob Roy, of course, is off teaching school children in Korea. If you want to find out more about him, well, then you're probably already a friend of his on Facebook. William Lewis, thanks very much for telling us the good news about this grant from the Knight Foundation, $350,000 for Wikispot. I hope that your fundraiser is successful and that you're able to spread the good news about community-centered media through local wikis. Just where you say thank you.
Oh, so, thank you. I'd like to say something that we didn't really talk about. So I must have talked about, you know, what are we going to do with this grant? We're going to go out and create wikis in the communities. What does this mean for Davis?
Right.
And $300,000 for the new software is a big deal. I talked about at the beginning of the show, you know, they started out with Page Wordy after 10. Well, this new wiki software is going to have a way to, you know, collate this data. So you can just, like, run a search, you know, for hours, restaurants open after 10 on a certain date. Also, currently, we've got this markup language that's kind of difficult to use, and it puts a lot of people off. And the new software is going to be much easier to use, and more people will be able to contribute. So, you know, we may be off building communities everywhere, but it's still very exciting for Davis because this new software is going to make the site so much better.
Excellent. Well, we've been learning about Davis Wiki. You can find out more about it at daviswiki.org. And tell us again, William Lewis, any of the other websites that you would invite people to visit in addition to Davis Wiki?
Well, there would be localwiki.org, which is our website for this project. And we'll get you all the information you need about the project.
Excellent. Thanks very much for coming on the program. And folks, if you want to find out more, certainly go to daviswiki.org. My name is Dr. Andy, and you're listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. We're going to hear a little bit more Louis Armstrong, and then in the second half of the program, Joan Stepp Smith will join us. You're listening to KDVS, 90.3 FM, Davis.
What's the matter with you, cat? Y'all know y'all are driving me crazy.
Pops, we just mugging lightly.
You got me talking all that chopsuey like. Listen, you cats are all crazy. Why don't you get your hand out the man's pocket? Look out there, satchel mouth. Step on it. Now let's get together. Watch it, boys. Watch it. Look out, we're going. One, two. More like it. Atta boy. Lightly, lightly, lightly. Oh, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? What did I do? I might just you make everything hazy. Clouding the skies, more blue. Oh, baby, when you tell me, did you do body, did body, did body, boy? Money didn't body, that pussy, did it, thought it, love. Now, mama, you're driving me crazy. Oh, baby, what did that do to you? Swing, 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 boys. How are you, dog? Yes, sir!
You're listening to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and this is Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. Here's Ricardo Montalban.
There are many ways to measure success. For the Shriners, it's the nearly 700,000 children with orthopedic and burn problems that they've helped. This is Ricardo Montalban. For over 80 years, the Shriners have provided state-of-the-art medical care to kids all over North America, totally free of charge. There is a Shriners Hospital helping kids from this area. If you know a child that the Shriners might be able to help, call 1-800-237-5055. Shriners, giving help and hope to kids for over 80 years.
Wait a minute. What's the matter with you, Cat? Don't you know you're driving me crazy?
Oh, boss, we just smoking lightly.
You just do. Oh man, you got me talking all chops up like that. But listen, no, leave all jokes. You can't come on here and get together. What's the matter with you, Gate Mom? Come on, Gate. Take your hand out the man's pocket. Now watch this. Look out! 1, 2. Now that's more like it, Lightly. Oh, baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do? Baby, my tears make everything hazy. Cloud in the sky, Mondo. Oh, baby, when you do the dumb, when it I don't love. When it ain't even body, but baby, you're driving me crazy. What did I do, baby? What did you
swing? Swing it, you dog.
This is KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis. My name is Andy Jones, and I'm happy to have you this afternoon as a listener. I was just going through my notes, and I realized that I don't have a phone number for Joan Stepp Smith. So, Joan, if you're listening, feel free to give us a call here at the studios of KDVS by phoning 530-752-2777. Or 530-754-KDVS. Here on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, for the last 10 years almost, we have featured interviews with poets, musicians, actors, playwrights. They've included Margaret Atwood, Sherman Alexie, Ian MacKaye, Ralph Nader, Gary Snyder, and other poets with whom I bet you are familiar. If you'd like to play a part in the success that is KDBS, you can always come down here to the studios of 14 Lower Freeborn or visit our website, kdvs.org, to find out more about volunteering for your local campus and community radio station. All are welcome. No one is turned away for lack of hipness. Here's an important message about the inter-tribal powwow coming up at the end of July. Keep it right here.
On July 24th and July 25th, the Vallejo Inter-Tribal Council is having its 15th anniversary powwow, honoring our sacred sites at Service Club Park at Mare Island in Vallejo. For more information, visit VallejoIntertribalCouncil.org.
Anotria Restaurant and Wine Bar reminds us that Americans from all walks of life, both professionals and volunteers, have dedicated themselves to stopping the spread of AIDS and finding a cure. Be better informed and share information with others. It may save our own lives or the life of a loved one. Don't turn your back on the AIDS dilemma. The future is in our hands. This reminder is brought to you by the staff at Anotria Restaurant and Wine Bar in Sacramento. You may visit them online at anotria.com. They're on the air because they care about the people in this community.
That's when I love for you, my dear. That's when I pray for you, Marie. That's when I know my children is in love. They find it hard, my dear. Then my Spanish, my own is hard, my dear. Oh, Spanish, 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 Spanish,
Thank you, Louis Armstrong, for playing us such wonderful music during this afternoon's show. I'm now very pleased to introduce you all to Joan Stepp Smith. Joan Stepp Smith is a native San Franciscan. She has degrees in English and art history from the University of California at Berkeley and an advanced degree in sculpture from Sir John Cass School of Art and Design in London. After returning to California from London, Joan Stepp Smith would later launch Starworks, a multimedia management and conceptual marketing and design firm. In 1994, in collaboration with Eric Lee Preminger and Preminger Productions, she co-produced the award-winning documentary Life on the Road with My Mother, Gypsy Rose Lee, which debuted at Sundance Institute by special invitation from Robert Redford. Her novel in progress, Killing Secrets, has been excerpted in Penn South, and her poetry has appeared in numerous print and online journals. A lover of all animals, Joan Stepp Smith raises and works with performance horses and divides her time between California and Montana's Bitterroot Valley. In a Pasture with Palominos is her first full-length collection of poetry and was published just this year by Tabat Bach of Santa Monica. Joan Stepp Smith, welcome to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Hi, Andy. I'm glad to be here.
Very happy to have you here. And I've really enjoyed researching you and your work and hearing and reading what people have had to say about you, including the well-respected poet David St. John and others. And I was discussing your poetry with my assistant, who's also a poet herself, and she was really impressed with your verse and was telling me why. So you're doing a lot of good work there, and I'd like to congratulate you on the publication of your most recent book, In a Pasture with Palominos.
Well, thank you. It's always exciting to see one's labors between covers.
Absolutely. Well, and a beautiful cover it is. I mentioned your love of animals in the introduction, and you have some really compact and fruitful and often surprising language in ways that you discuss a number of animals, especially Palomino horses. And I'm wondering if you could say more about the thematic unities and topics that you explore in this book.
Well, I'm looking at life through my inspiration of both past and kind of intricate experiences with both life and animals as they happen to be coming in and out of my life at various times. So horses are a huge theme. I grew up with horses. I rode and showed, you know, horses my whole childhood, and then had a hiatus that lasted for some 15, 20 years, and I didn't have them. So coming back into a relationship with horses has also prompted this focus and a kind of reliving of some of the time, you know, that I was forming both my ideas as a human being and as a writer.
Wonderful. In terms of your work as a writer, what sort of mentors or influences were most important to you as a poet?
Well, I can't thank David St. John enough. I think he was one of my most influential mentors, and also a very early mentor, Marjorie Silva, who taught art when I was a young girl in my high school, and through her real introduction to the world of arts and ideas is probably the reason I'm even able to write. At the time she met me, I wasn't even college bound. So, you know, there were some pretty interested and interesting people in my past that interceded. And like with all of us, you know, we deserve it. And it's like the Buddha says, you know, you have to sort of notice who shows up in your life,
right,
to go forward. And, you know, I've just been blessed. So I would say Marjorie Silva. I would say David St. John, Susan Terrace, Brock Broido, Lucy Brock Broido. There have been some real intriguing writers and intellects, you know, that I've sort of latched onto over the years.
Excellent. My guest is Joan Stepp Smith this afternoon on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour, and we're talking about her new book, In a Pasture with Palominos. If you don't mind, Joan, I have some more questions for you, but let's hear an example of your work in your new book of poetry.
Sure. I'm going to read a short poem called Swing Set, and it begins, "Soon, out of the womb down there is nuance. It guides you like a legality, like your own breathing, in and out of overtone, hardcore, hodgepodges, those inklings near sacrosanct, beyond breakfront, negligees and neo-negligence leading the good life. Isn't it romantic? Wasn't it morbid? Watching the cleaning girl rush to catch his car, her fine-boned feet skipping down the stairs after him, after he'd left your bed still damp, her trotting alongside his black Bavarian car, you watching her tapping on his blue-tinted window, him lowering it just a slit, just the barest invitation for her willing fingers to enter, and like little arrows make contact with a man who has no clue how much you've watched his starving girl, that pulling back of her hand from the pinch of a future choking, that sucking on her insensible fingers, not knowing how easily you could have taught her to tip them with poison."
Oh, that's very nice. I remember reading in one of the reviews or blurbs for your book that someone had mentioned Gerard Manley Hopkins, and I'm wondering if you think of Hopkins sometimes, or if you've looked to him for inspiration when putting together those delightfully compact collection of strong consonants that you sometimes do with some of your poems.
No, I really haven't. I don't think I really focus on Hopkins at all.
Uh-huh.
So no, just a flat no.
Okay.
But yeah.
Other poets who you might draw people's attention to. You've talked about poets who you've worked with, who have been some other important influences upon you, maybe people whose work you know, even if you don't know the people themselves.
Well, I mean, I can list poets that I read. I read Wallace Stevens, I read Lorca, I read Brock Broido, I read, you know, the classics. I read Gertrude Stein, oddly enough. You know, I am eclectic, and I don't focus too much when I'm particularly in a writing phase. I have to really watch it that, you know, I sometimes say to people that I don't have enough skin sometimes, you know, that I am so impressionable that I
right.
just don't want to ooze out or have it ooze in.
Interesting. Great. Joan Stepp Smith is my guest this afternoon on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. She's a poet. And do you consider yourself still an artist? How do you define or present yourself when you're, say, at a dinner party?
I am a writer. I've become a writer in the last 10 years, and it's pretty much how I define myself, you know, in terms of, you know, the working world. And I'm writing in one capacity or another, but I consider, you know, the plastic arts as what I do as an avocation anymore. You know, I used to think at one time in my young life that I wanted to, you know, be a working artist, and you know, never considered that it would be in this way. I thought it would be assembling 30-foot ceramic sculptures,
right,
and going, you know, to my rest in that way. But it didn't work out. And I don't know the shift other than, you know, there's no explaining, you know, how we sort of are extruded, or at least our inspiration. I'm as shocked as anyone that I ended up in this spot.
Well, it's a delightful spot. We're going to take a quick break and hear a public service announcement. And when we return, Joan Stepp Smith, I hope that you'll read us another one of your poems from In a Pasture with Palominos.
Sure.
You're listening to KDVS 90.3 FM in Davis. We'll be right back with some more poetry. Since 1971, the Associated Students of UC Davis's Bike Barn have been there to help fix and maintain the bikes of countless students, faculty, staff, members of UC Davis, and for nearly 40 years, they've been adapting to the needs of a growing university and a growing university town. You can fix your bike yourself or have a skilled technician do the repairs for you. The Bike Barn also has over 150 rental bikes for recreational use by students, campus visitors, and exchange students. The Bike Barn is located at One Shields Avenue next to the Silo Union and is open Monday through Friday throughout the year. For more information, visit bikebarn.ucdavis.edu. A public service message from KDVS. Joan Stepp Smith is my guest this afternoon on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. She's out with a new book called In a Pasture with Palominos. It's her first full-length collection of poetry, and it's been very well reviewed. I'm very pleased to have her on today's program. So, Joan Stepp Smith, let's hear another poem, if you don't mind.
Sure. You mentioned wanting to hear poems about some of the animals in the book. And
sure.
There is a section called Familiar Animals, and this poem is called Redback Salamander. Digging weather, mongrel dogs, the ones who rumple beds, hoard their bones in double-curtained rooms, where the windows need duct tape to mask in fog and opening splints to see outside, where the leaves have been on the trees too long and birds bitch they've got the wrong teeth for sucking burning rubber. Time has to pass like this until a tule breeze arrives entirely uninvited. She just left her pin dropping sleep the night the redback salamander entered, to rest on her unused pillow, dust caked and nearest her outside world, and her black table phone. Maybe she hadn't answered enough, letting it fuse its opulent saxophone body in bullish cabochon crude tones to her cold, red as a river after massacre shyness. That moonlight after crickets fall asleep, detail by detail, like declension in a conch shell, its ear hole, and the eye, gateway iris flexing and contracting, vista through a keyhole to signs and eons, this trap work, this breathing behind the lungless, ethic ruling salamanders. And how easily now she understands they can rob air off those who sleep too much with their stilettos on. Falsified memory, mishmash and aftermath, from stairway to the cliff. Falsified memory. How often must one call up the vicious innocence of animals nearing death?
Oh, that's really nice.
Thanks.
I really enjoy your poetry. Tell me about your writing process. How is it that poetry comes to you?
I am a 24/7 writer. I get up, I go to the office, and I write and read, then I ride horses, then I have lunch, then I come back and I write and I read, and in the evening I might go riding again. And I pretty much am a full-time writer these days, with little in between, except, you know, my workaday life. Here I have a little ranch with the horses and dogs, and you know, it's pretty devoted in that sense.
That's wonderful. It sounds somewhat like a blessed existence. We're running out of time for the hour. Do you have a short poem nearby that you could share with listeners of KDBS?
Sure. I'll read a poem called Hook and Loop Mother of the Bride. After I do, blossoms me, whatever I've done tapers her. Maybe she weeps for this, a missing vista perhaps. Her Astarte lost in an only daughter, mincing princess steps down the aisle that led her head on into a wall.
My guest this afternoon has been Joan Stepp Smith. She is an artist, a lover of horses, a poet, and an author. She was partly responsible for the award-winning documentary Life on the Road with my mother, Gypsy Rose Lee. And she's got a new book out. It's called In a Pasture with Palominos. And the name of the press, Joan, is it Tibbot or Tibbot?
Tibbot Bach. It means...
Tibbot Bach.
Teapot in Welsh.
Aha. Uh-huh. And her book was published this year by Tibbot Bach Press out of Santa Monica. Joan Stepp Smith, it's been a pleasure to speak with you about your life and work. And I want to thank you very much for appearing on Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour.
Thank you, Andy.
Absolutely. You're listening to KDVS, 90.3 FM in Davis, your local campus and community radio station. I'd like to take a moment to remind you that a week from this evening, Chris Whitey Erickson and Misha Kuczynski Erickson, two local poets, one of whom, Mr. Whitey Erickson, actually works, I believe, at the Davis Enterprise. He might have stories about that, but more likely, a number of performance pieces that create ecstatic hilarity from an irrepressible mix of small-town Midwestern yarns and science fiction hyperbole. Oh, his work is delightful, and I'm looking forward to hearing some of it a week from tonight at the Poetry Night Reading Series. This time it's at Bistro 33 on Wednesday, July 7th at 8 p.m. There is an open mic at 9 o'clock. And you know what? KDVS's Gary Salen often opens the open mic with some ukulele music. So if this is the sort of thing that interests you, if you're looking for another bright spot of culture in your sun-drenched summer, then you might want to head over to Bistro 33 on July 7th at 8 p.m. to hear the work of Chris Whitey Erickson and his delightful wife, Misha Kuczynski Erickson. As part of the Poetry Night Reading Series, you can find out more by visiting poetryindavis.com. I'd like to thank my two guests this afternoon, William Lewis, the electrical engineer, who's part of the ongoing movement to boost local wikis. He's on the board of directors of Wikispot, and he was encouraging everyone to find out more about the $350,000 Knight Foundation grant to support the creation of local wikis in towns and cities throughout the West and throughout the country. You can find out more at localwiki.org. And also Joan Stepp Smith. She's the San Franciscan poet and lover of horses. She's an artist, a film producer, as well as the author of a new book of poetry, In a Pasture with Palominos, from Tibbot Bach Press of Santa Monica. Stick around for great music. You'll hear it round the clock here on KDVS. My name is Andy Jones, and I'll be back next week with another edition of everybody's favorite poetry and technology program. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Dr. Andy's Poetry and Technology Hour. See you next week.